You've reached producer and cinematographer Johnny Durango. I'm unavailable right now because I'm busy listening to the Oh Brother podcast.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Welcome to the Oh Brother podcast. I'm your host, Dan Smith. Alongside me, as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith.
How goes it, Dan?
Back in the Oh Brother studios, it is July 30th, 2021, and we are back with another movie review. Today, we're gonna be talking about the latest Nicolas Cage movie, Pig, which came
out
on...
Our first Nicolas Cage movie, right? What? This is the first review of a Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow, folks. Wow. What? And we're right out of the gate. Hold on. I'll get back to that in just a minute. So Pig came out July 16, 2021. But before we get into that, little business at the top here. For those of you not currently following us, make sure that you do. And the easiest way to find all things Oh Brother, here it comes, folks. Go to our official website, which is ohbisandbrotherpodcast.com. That's ohbisandbrotherpodcast.com. And there you can find access to all things Oh Brother. You can get all of our social media. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and like our videos out there. We definitely appreciate it if you do that. We actually have a new addition to the website, which is the Oh Brother shop. So if you want to support the Oh Brother podcast, all kinds of Oh Brother merch out there. And Mike, I think you've already, ordered a couple of fleece blankets for Christmas for some gifts?
I got socks coming.
Got socks?
Wait for those.
I think you ordered some leggings, I believe you said.
Yeah, small.
Yeah, extra small. Extra small. So check out the website. And we are on all podcast platforms. And leave us a review. If you like what we're doing, tell your friends about the show. Drop us a review and make sure that you subscribe and follow us, like I said, on YouTube. We would appreciate that. So now we're just coming off our last episode where we interviewed Michelle Lange, the Michelle Lange.
Well, we didn't clarify that.
All we clarified
as
was...
As long as it's T-H-E.
That's right. If it's T-H-E, then you're good. So Michelle Lange, it was a phenomenal... I'm still sort of coming off of that. The energy from that episode, she was just really fascinating to talk to and to listen to, and a woman of many, many talents.
We've been lucky.
Yeah.
All of the people we've interviewed have brought something different to the table.
Yeah. And Michelle really brought the goods during that interview. It was just really, like I said, fascinating to listen to. So again, for those of you not following us, ohbpodcast.com. Pick up your Oh Brother merch right now. There's a lot of good shop options out there if you're so inclined. All right. So you mentioned this is our first Nicolas Cage review. Now, shame on you, because another fascinating interview that we did was with director Kevin Lewis, who directed, of course, the horror, we'll call it, right, horror genre, thriller, horror, Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
But we never reviewed that movie.
No, well,
we interviewed the director and talked about it.
You put a blog out about it.
Yeah, but it wasn't a review.
No, okay. Mike getting down deep
well,
with
I'm
the
getting
technicalities
technical
on Oh Brother.
If we reviewed every Nicolas Cage movie, this would be Oh Nicolas Cage Brother,
right.
Something like
right.
that.
Oh Nicolas,
because there's a new Nicolas Cage movie every week.
Yeah, well, that's true, but this is something different. This is this is the most enjoyable. I'm just coming right at it. This is the most enjoyable Nicolas Cage film I've seen since leaving Las Vegas.
Really,
and we are big fans of Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah, I see a lot of people who like Nicolas Cage and they put out lists of their favorite Nick Cage movies and et cetera. I don't always see Leaving Las Vegas on there. The guy won an Oscar for that film, folks.
I know. And you haven't even said the name of the film.
Yes, I did. I did.
I didn't hear it.
I said Pig right at the top.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. And again, folks, the editing, you know, keeps
me
quite busy.
Is it Pig or The Pig?
The Pig or The Pig? I think if you just say T-H-E, Pig, you're
good. But I think it's just Pig. Oh, I've seen it both ways. That's why I brought that up.
He's serious, folks. We can't write the
100% serious.
We can't make this stuff up, folks.
Like, do a search and see what comes up. I bet you
Pig. It's Pig. Okay.
With no the.
Correct.
Okay.
Can we proceed?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I was asking you because I've seen The Pig, and it's not Pig like Babe in the City. It's Pig.
Well, not since the film Babe have I felt such empathy for a pig, I have to say. So usually I throw to you for this part. So give us the 2-minute Reader's Digest without any spoilers of what this film is about.
You know, we had mentioned this movie a while back before it came out when they released the trailer. And I'm not sure how many people know about the movie, because I haven't seen a lot of press about it. If you didn't tell me about the movie, I may have never heard of it. So for people who are listening, hopefully you know what we're talking about. As far if you don't, it's about a guy who lives out in the woods. He's basically a recluse, been living in the woods for 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's taken a shower in that 10 or 15 years either. And he lives with his pig. It's a truffle pig, which I didn't know what a truffle pig was until I saw this movie. And he goes out in the morning with his pig, and the pig can spot where the truffles are. And then Nicolas Cage goes and digs out the truffle, and I guess he sells them for big money. I guess this is a big, what do you call it?
They're very expensive.
It's like caviar.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's foodies would know a lot more about truffles than we would, but yeah, it's a very sought after item.
So he's living in this shack, and I think he makes just enough money to survive. I don't even know how he survives, really. You can tell early on that he has some talent for cooking, because right at the beginning, he's kind of making breakfast the first day. And he's not making it like a normal guy that lives in the woods, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, if you see the trailer, you know this isn't a spoiler. He's getting, I don't know if he just got up or he's getting ready to go to bed, I think. And bang, like a lightning bolt, somebody kicks his door in, whacks him in the head, takes his pig. Then the movie basically starts there.
Right. So what you discover through the film is that Nicolas Cage plays a character named Robin, or Rob Feld, who was clearly probably a Michelin star chef in the Portland area.
Robin Feld.
I said Robin Feld.
Oh, I thought you just said Rob.
Jesus,
Feld.
Folks. I'm going to be at the editing booth all weekend.
You don't need to edit that.
I said Robin or Rob Feld is exactly
what I said. Maybe
there's
something tech.
Yeah.
Why
don't you go talk to the IT people and I'll finish up here. I got this. We're good here. Hold on. Let me find, where's the mute option? Okay.
No, I'm good.
So anyways, it's revealed that he was a very distinguished chef in the Portland area. And he, after the loss of his wife, he retreats out into the woods, as you described, and becomes, like you said, a bit of a recluse and a truffle hunter. And then the theft of the pig. And as you said, and then off we go. And then the rest of the film basically is, you know, following him and his quest to find his pig, to get his pig back. And that's, you know, that's the basic plot or premise of the film. But the film is about a lot more than that, right? There's a lot of thematic elements to the film.
We've talked about this before. And for people who have not heard this term before, I think the pig is a MacGuffin. You might argue with me about that. But I truly think it is not important to the overall story. It's there. It moves the story, but it's really unimportant.
Well, no,
which is hard to believe because it's called Pig.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because I think it's more, again, as I was starting to say, about the themes that are woven throughout the
film. That's why that popped up in my head, because
it's about
things like love.
And loss.
And loss.
Companionship, death and dying.
Yeah. And what's important, what's really, truly important in life.
Yeah, there's a line in the film, I think it's the tagline of the movie, actually, where it says, we don't get a lot to care about. We don't often get a lot to care about. Something like that.
Yeah. There's a scene in the movie, without giving too much away, where, and again, like Dan said, you know, off we go. And we think, or I thought anyways, I think anybody probably who watches the trailer thinks, okay, Nicolas Cage is off on a rampage and he's going to find his pig, and it's going to be like a kill everybody that gets in his way to get to his pig. And it's not a revenge story at all. No. And there's a scene where the guy who comes and gives him the money for the truffles.
Yeah, Alex Wolff.
Alex Wolff, who's excellent in the movie.
He's great. Yeah.
And basically he shows up, finds Nicolas Cage knocked out. His whole face is all bloody. And Nicolas Cage says, we're going to the city, because he tried to drive his truck that's been probably sitting there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it died about three blocks away.
Well, it's interesting. This Alex Wolff's character, Amir, he's like the go-between, essentially, between
the truffle hunter. He's like the truffle dealer.
He's the truffle dealer.
It's almost like a drug thing, right?
It's kind of like an underground
type
of deal.
It's like he goes, gets the drugs, and brings them to, and deals them to the restaurant.
Yeah, it used to be heroin. Now it's truffles. You know, who knew? But I want to call out a couple of things. You know, this is written and directed by Michael Sarnowski, who I wasn't familiar with. This is his directorial debut as well. And man, what a really nice job he did with this film. I thought it was very well directed. I also took note of the director of photography was Pat Scola, because I just felt the way this film was shot and the lighting. I'd be curious to know if our friend Johnny Durango has seen this film, what his thoughts would be on that, because I thought visually it was very stunning in different moments. The use of the way the light would stream in the windows in certain scenes, whether that was natural light or not, it was...
I think they used a lot of natural light.
Really, really nice. Nice looking.
When you look at the juxtaposition between his life in the box and his life outside of the box with the light, it's quite different.
Yeah, you keep calling it a box. I mean, it was basically a shack out in the woods.
Yeah, like a shack.
Box. He's not living in a box.
Yeah.
This is the second film we've reviewed. Well, to your point, you know, again, technicalities, we didn't review Willy's Wonderland, but both films feature Nicolas Cage and a Camaro. That was just an interesting side point that I happened to pick up on. What did you make of the classical music soundtrack here? What's your take on that? That was woven throughout the film. It was nice.
Yeah. I wondered at times, was the movie taking itself too serious? But no, I think that was what made the movie effective. Because when I tell you that story, that synopsis I just gave, guy's living with his pig and somebody kidnaps his pig and he's going after his pig. Sounds like a comedy, doesn't it?
When you tell it that way, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the story is.
But you can tell, I mean, just look at the poster for the film. You know, there's nothing comedic about this film whatsoever.
Well, there is. There's actually a couple of jokes, but they're done so straight-laced. Like, Amir accuses Robin, or he calls him Rob, him of having sex with his pig.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
And then there's a callback to it when Nicolas Cage is just standing at a urinal and he just straight lays, hey, I don't F my pig.
Yeah. Well,
while he's going to the bathroom.
No, I don't know where you got that.
That they were in a bathroom.
No, this is when they were in, there was a storage room in a basement somewhere that they were at. That's a whole other scene.
Like the tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah. A whole other scene. This was another one of those films where it's sort of like a play, you know, it was in three acts, right?
Yeah.
Part one, part very two, distinct. Part three.
It would say like the bakery or some, you know, the bakery.
I like the last one was the last part three was a bird, a bottle and a salted baguette.
Yeah. Salted baguette. That's the one I was thinking of.
But, yeah. You know, Nicolas Cage, I mean, this is what I've always loved about Nicolas Cage's performances. He just, you know, much more dramatic. If I was to be critical of the film, I think I wanted them to play out the beginning sequence a little bit longer as far as, you know, following him and his relationship with the pig in the beginning in the woods. That seemed to kind of come and go a little too quick. It was really nicely done. But I was kind of wanting a little bit more of that, you know, following his life at that stage, the kind of solitude that he was living in.
I think they made up for it with a scene at the end. I think they made up for it by a reaction shot from the director and from Nick Cage at the end that kind of covered what you're talking about. We know that from this other scene.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not so much just about the relationship, but just the pacing of it, and it, I don't know. It's like, but again, I guess that's what makes that moment impactful that you describe, where when the pig is stolen, because it's jarring, you know. Just
it's sort of jarring.
Comes out of nowhere,
and they really had me on the hook because I kept expecting. Because it takes a couple of funny turns, not funny, haha, odd turns that you're really not expecting. And I kept thinking, okay, he's going to go and be the wild, crazy Nicolas Cage and destroy the restaurant or something.
Now, you mentioned like he's unkempt in this, like throughout the whole film. And that, again, if I was to be critical, I would say, I don't know, at some point, like, isn't he just going to, because again, from being accosted when they stole the pig, like throughout the whole movie, he's got
dried blood
all over his face.
Yeah.
Now there's a whole nother section of the film. I don't want to get in the weeds with it, but there's this like underground fighting ring thing that comes into play. And so that's also why he's disheveled, because he was
even more so.
Correct. But, you know, he wouldn't even go to like a faucet somewhere or grab the hose. You know, I don't know. Because he goes into this fine dining establishment. He looks like,
and I kept saying, "How realistic is that?" Like, okay, they used, you know, another guy to
because
get a
nobody knew who he was just walking in.
Correct.
Eventually,
how did they seat him in this fine dining establishment?
The maitre d' wouldn't come out and have a problem with that,
sir.
You're right.
The other guests, please.
Exactly. So
that was a little much.
I had a little issue with that.
Yeah.
Now, so, you know, you mentioned love and loss. We talked about death and dying, sort of, again, a little bit of an analogy, metaphor, whatever, you know, savoring life's moments kind of came to mind with the food aspect of it too. You know, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but just, and companionship and something else that was front of mind for me, because I've mentioned on the show a couple of times that, you know, I've sort of gotten into meditation over the last couple of months, and this idea of impermanence is a really big theme in meditation, and how everything is always changing. Everything's always in flux. And I kind of found that here too. You know, nothing lasts forever. Again, follow your dreams, do what you love. You know,
have you ever seen a movie? And I don't know if I turned you on to this way back when, called The Big Night.
Mm-mm.
I remember because
I never heard
years
of that.
Ago. Yeah, many years ago, I reviewed the movie, which is weird. And I had a reviewer's pass to get into a
screening. What year are we talking about?
We're going back like in the 80s, like 89.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know I was in Orlando. It's around 89. It's called The Big Night. The whole point was they were going to have this big night and celebrate. But it was really all about the food. the way the food was served, the way the food was prepared.
Yeah.
And I got the same feeling from this movie.
Well, it's that, Big Night is a 1951 film noir.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay.
That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think of the actor's name. He was in Wings, and that's a terrible, because he's a great actor. I think Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci.
Well, let's here we go. 1996, actually.
Okay, so later.
Stanley Tucci and Campbell Scott. It won the Independent Spirit Award for Best First Screenplay.
Yeah. Geez, that was 96. So yeah, I was in San Diego then.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I never heard of this. Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub is the guy from Wings, right?
Yes, that's right.
Was Stanley Tucci in it as well or no?
He was. He was, yeah. And actually, Mark Anthony, the musician, was in it as well.
Wow.
Interesting.
I don't remember.
Minnie Driver was in it?
Yeah. Okay. Isabella
Rossellini, Liev Schreiber was in it?
Yes.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Great actors. But it's a movie that is pretty, there's some similarities to this movie with the music and the prep of the food. And we see he finally makes a meal towards the end of the movie. And that's the only time he cleans up a little bit, washes his hands.
Yeah, very little bit.
You know, and it wasn't that much. I don't know if I would have eaten now, a meal. But
this, on Rotten Tomatoes, this film has been very well received by the critics, 97%.
Wow.
It's very, very fresh. 82% from the audience. Hasn't made a whole lot of cash at all. And this is one where I would say, you know, it's not one that like, oh, you have to see this on the big screen, but I would definitely encourage people to see this film. It's a very, very nice film. It's, something different, I think, than that you've seen from Nicolas Cage in his last many, many movies.
Yeah, it's different. But
kind
it's
of a return
also,
to form, you know, with his dramatic side.
And I'm not sure who could pull this off other than him.
It almost felt like it was written for him.
Yeah.
It really did. That's how well he fit into this character.
What IMDb, I was curious what the scores were there, because I'm not surprised that critics like it more. If I'm a guy that's a Nicolas Cage fan and I go to this movie expecting to see a typical Nicolas Cage movie, and it doesn't turn into a revenge flick like I was talking about, I'd probably be disappointed too.
So what am I, 7 out of 10? Is that what I'm looking at on IMDb?
Is that what it is?
That's what it says, yeah.
And what about the Metacritic score?
82.
Yeah, so they're both lower.
Yeah, it's only made at like $1.5 million.
Yeah,
but one
of the things, it's only been in 500 theaters, which is a very small release.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a thumbs up for me. I really enjoyed it. And I have to believe that you were definitely on board to get me to do an episode on this because of the ending, I have to say, I was like, oh, yeah, this is beautiful. It ends with a cover version of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. And that's done by Cassandra Violet, who was is actually, I don't know if she still is. She was a high school teacher and also a musician, but it's a really nice rendition of it. So I was hooked, of course, at that point.
Wow,
I was hooked at the end.
At the end.
Now, another thing too is the Thank you, Michael Sarnowski, for giving us a film that's just over 90 minutes long. Hallelujah for that, right?
Yeah.
And also, Alex Wolff, he's in the film Old, which isn't doing quite as well as Pig. That is not fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
It just opened today.
Yeah, but it's not doing real well. It's not hitting real hard there.
I wonder if it has a good ending.
He was in that. Yeah. He was in that and also Patriots Day, if you remember the Mark Wahlberg film, Patriots Day, about the Boston Marathon bombings. Yeah. He played
one of those
terrorist brothers who we won't mention on the
podcast. Oh, yeah. He's been in a few things. I didn't recognize him from.
Oh, and we didn't mention the wonderful Adam Arkin, who's just great in this film. Just great.
You know, when I heard, you see, they introduce him from the back. It's just the back of his head, and he's talking.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Sutherland.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought that, you know, the voice, and then all of a sudden, I looked at the poster, I saw that it was him.
Yeah,
I knew going in, and I forgot.
He and his dad, Alan Arkin, who's of course in the great Glengarry Glen Ross, but Adam Arkin has a connection to. In the next few months, we'll be doing the next Oh Brother Halloween Fest.
Halloween.
He was in H2O with Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's right. That's right.
And, yeah, love Adam Arkin, and he, like I said,
I like his look now.
I love it. I love it, man. He's Silver Fox.
Yeah, I like the look.
The Silver Fox thing going on. So I think I've covered all the things that at least I had noted.
Yeah, and I think.
Where are you at with this though? I'm a little confused.
I liked it. Yeah. Okay. I liked it a lot. And I was kind of holding back, you know, that a little bit because there was things I was questioning, you know, like that scene in the restaurant, some other things. Were they just diversions? Like, why were we here? Why were the, you know, it took a kind of circuitous route to get to where it was going. But a lot of that kept me interested.
Yeah.
And I did. I watched it before you and we were talking about what movie and I was like, oh, how about this movie Pig? I mean, this always happens. You tell me about a movie, then I go watch it. And then I got to somehow convince you to watch it without being too aggressive.
Right. It's not about convincing me, man. It's about time.
Well,
it's just about when I find time. That's all.
Right.
So I'm a very busy guy, as you know.
We have to fit it in.
I'm in the Old Brother Studios working on editing constantly, as I'll be doing with this episode, folks.
You're designing Old Brother clothes.
Yeah, this 30-minute episode that you're hearing, folks, it started out as an hour and a half, just for the record, as long as the film Pig, quite frankly. Oh, I also wanted to call out the... behind me, for those watching on YouTube, I thought that I would unbox my Funko Pop Mulan, sort of in honor of the Michelle Lange episode that we did, because of course she's a martial artist too. Studies, but does wushu.
I have a bunch of Nick Cage stuff.
I noticed. Now you have. I see. Well, give us the quick rundown of what you got for Nick Cage. I can't make out all of them.
Lord of War.
Very
underrated movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas.
I mean, if you have not seen Leaving Las Vegas, please.
You must.
You have to.
A comic, Nicolas Cage, Raising Arizona.
Oh, yes. Coen Brothers.
Only he could do it.
Coen Brothers.
The Rock, an action movie.
Sure.
Over here, we have Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be Superman.
Negative Ghost Rider. Time. Yes.
There's two Ghost Riders in there as a sequel too. And then Love, what's the name of that? Oh, The Family Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Which he plays a family man. It's,
sure,
it's
yeah.
Incredible.
You mentioned that to Kevin Lewis when we interviewed him. I remember you brought that up.
Because he asked us what our favorite Nick Cage's movie. And you look at his, you know, his list of movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in some really good movies.
It really has. Yeah. What's the last one? Face Off?
And the last one's Face Off.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have Con Air up there in honor of our trivia episodes.
I
know.
I don't think I own it.
You don't own it. Okay. Well, there you go, folks. It's I guess it's a two thumbs up here from Old Brother for Nicolas Cage.
I never really answered your movie about the music. Yeah. The music was very unique.
Yes.
And it's almost, if you just listen to the music, and didn't see anything, you would not be picturing a guy in a pig.
No.
Or this unkempt guy living in the woods. It's so different.
Yeah.
But it's really, I think it's well done.
Nicolas Cage is one of those actors who can really convey a lot in just his facial expressions and his movements and things. And that was what I was talking about at the beginning of the film. There's a lot of that because there isn't really much going on. He's out in the woods with this pig and that's really it.
And for those who watch Willy's Wonderland, he doesn't speak. And I thought,
that's right.
I think the first word he says there's a few little small talks like, hi, pig, mm-hmm. come here, pig. There's a couple of those, but I don't think he speaks until I looked at my my watch was like 8 or 9 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, yeah, I believe
when
it.
I think Amir came.
He's a man of a man of few words. Well, all right, so there you go. Two thumbs up for the film Pig. Anything else to say before we start to roll it down here?
No, I think you're going to have to look for this movie to find it.
Yeah, it's worth
probably
it,
not going to. It should show up. It's not at theater at home yet, right?
Not that I've seen.
So I think it's only in theaters, and right now it's only in 500 theaters.
It's worth going out there to check it out, folks, for sure.
Yeah, it's worth finding.
It is, yeah. Again, for those of you that aren't currently following us, make sure that you go out to our official website, which is, again, Mike, hold that nice, beautiful mug that you have up there. OHBBrotherPodcast.com. That's OHBPodcast.com. And you'll find all things Old Brother out there, including our new Old Brother shop. So pick up your Old Brother merch today.
How are you living without Old Brother socks?
I don't know. It's you know, as we move through the summer here, before you know, we're going to turn around. It's going to be winter, and you're going to need to cover those socks. That's absolutely correct.
And you got Dan on the left, me on the right. It's kind of perfect.
It's a match made in hell, folks. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Old Brother Podcast. I've been your host, Dan Smith. Alongside me, as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith. And we will see you next time.
If I could do a snorting of a pig, I would do that here, but I can't. So I'll just say, see you next time.
Yeah, I think that's one we can do without. Bye, folks.
Hey, this is actress Carissa Lee Staples, and you're listening to the O Brother Podcast.